Let us all say
amen. Amen. I want to thank everyone for your presence on this afternoon to come back to study another portion of God's Word. We know from the book of Acts in verse number 42 and verse 47, when we assemble, there are five acts of worship that we find that Luke penned on the first time they assembled after the Lord's ascension. And those being that we have apostles teaching, we have fellowship. We give back to the Lord what the Lord blessed us with. If I'm one that have not assembled this morning, I have an opportunity to take the Lord's Supper, also the prayer. And also we sing praises to God. So again, we perform or participate in those five acts of worship so that if one had not participated thus far, they give an opportunity to participate in those things. Amen? And so again, I want to thank you this afternoon. I want to look at God's Word. Thank all our brothers that have participated thus far in our worship service. I want to look at from, as Brother Bell shared this morning's message. If you was with us this morning, we talked from, as we are continuing our study in the book of Philippians, from the subject where Paul shared with all of us, those that are Christians, to work out our own soul salvation with fear and with trembling. So in that sense, the word salvation in that context meant a saving of our own soul. Each of us have a responsibility based on the word of God that we have to work out our own soul salvation. God has given us talents. We saw from Jesus' parable in Matthew 25, the fact that there are those that our talents may not be equal, but we still have to give that which God has given us with to the best of our ability while in this life we live. And so from that, talking about salvation, as was read in our hearing on this afternoon, meet me in again in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we want to speak, as Brother read in our hearing this afternoon, from the subject found in verse number 17, where Jesus, or God said through the prophet, he said, see the salvation of the Lord. So in this context, salvation in this text meant deliverance. And so what the Lord said, sometimes we have to see God working in our lives. See, when we're faced with those things that are challenging, we'll look at the text and read this afternoon where we can strengthen ourselves or be strengthened. Our faith can be strengthened by the reading of God's word. So in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and the verse is number 1, as we unfold this lesson, the Bible says again, see the salvation of the Lord. The Bible reads, it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Jehoshaphat was the king. The Bible says, then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, there be the Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gilead. And the Bible says, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Sometimes we can be faced with things that will naturally cause us to be afraid, as was the case of the king here. He was afraid when it was told to him that they're coming a great multitude and they're coming to us. And the Bible says what he did was he set himself to seek the Lord. When we have issues and challenges in our life, we need to also find a place where we seek the Lord. The Bible says, and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And so what he said was, what we're going to do, we're faced with this challenge here. What I'm commanding all us to do is a fast. And sometimes it's not, we find in the Old and New Testament where sometimes they fasted when they wanted to get closer to the Lord, they would fast. And the Bible says here in verse 4, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? And so what Jehoshaphat wanted them to know, that the God that we serve, and it's the same God that we serve, he would rather say he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. This same God is over all the kingdoms of the heathen. And even in this country, we can concern ourselves too much with who become the president of this United States. But understand this, God is over all the kingdoms. Amen. Of the heathen. God is over all the kingdom. And God will allow and God will not allow things. So again, I'm to live right and to. We talked about this morning, my responsibility is to try to live upright. Yeah. I'm not going to put too much worry on what's going to happen from a political standpoint. Yeah, I can exercise the rights that I have, that others work for me to have. However, I also understand, as Jehoshaphat said, that thou art over all the kingdoms of heaven. And in thy hand, he said, is there not power and might, so that none is able to stand within, withstand thee? And then he said, art not thou our God, who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever. And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name. Yeah, so he was also letting them know what God had done for them. This is the same God that drove out all the inhabitants and gave the land. God is a God of promise. Whatever God says, God does. God speaks into existence those things, and he reminded them what God had done. He said, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. So he let us know we had a famine, a pestilence, whatever that comes our way. What Jehoshaphat was letting them know, that we are that house now. The church of Christ is that house with his name. And he lets us know when we go through affliction, we can speak to God. God will hear and God will help. He's saying, now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed. Now, in other words, these are the people that when we came out, they wouldn't allow us to go through the land. They made us go around. And he said, behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. And then he started talking in verse 12. O our God, would thou not judge them? For we have no might, against this company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Sometimes in life, we may not possess the strength to fight against our challenges. Amen? Amen. Sometimes in life, we may not know what to do. But during those times, our eyes and our hearts ought to be pointed toward heaven. Amen? Amen. So he said here, we don't know, we don't have the strength to fight against this great company. And there are times in life when we don't know what to do. But those are the times when our eyes need to go up to heaven and we offer prayer to God. Amen. And he said, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then the Bible said, then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Matesana, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. You know, sometimes God is always on time. Yeah. You know, they prayed to God and God sent someone, the Bible says, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. The Bible records that he said this, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem and thy king Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you. What he said, I'm going to bring you a word from the Lord. And this word is not only to you all that are in Judah, you all that have your wives and your children, but it's also to those that are of the inhabitants, those that live in Jerusalem. And also I want you to know, King, I'm talking to you also because you're the one that's designated to lead the people. Thus said the Lord unto you. Now watch what the Lord says. And so I'm saying this to all of us because there are times where, as we said in verse number 12, where I may not have the strength to go against those things that I'm challenging, those issues, those problems that I'm faced with. Also, there are times when I don't know what to do. But what I have to remember is there still is a God.
Yes, sir.
There still is a God. He said, but our eyes, I'm looking to you, Lord, to help me. And watch how the Lord comes. Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Sometimes we find 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 7, the Bible said, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes your problem does look too big for you when you look at them from a human standpoint. But sometimes when we look at those things spiritually, when we look at them through the eyes of God, when we look at them as a child of God, notice what servant of God said unto them, for the battle, is not yours, but God. Yes. When we face trial in our life, understand the battle is not ours.
Yes,
it's our responsibility simply to do what God has said to do. Yes. You know, we have a situation. I was in 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, but also in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. I was in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse 7, where the Bible said, for we walk by faith and not by sight. But I also, when Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he told them something else in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 13. The Bible said, there has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. In other words, what Paul was letting the Corinthians know, understand this here. we're going to go through stuff, but there are other people that are going through things that, like, that's why it's common. He said, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able
to withstand,
to bear it.
Amen.
So we see here, that's the same God in 2 Corinthians 20, is the same God that Paul wrote about in 1 Corinthians 10. Same God. The Bible said, for the battle is not yours, but the battle is God. And so when we come up in our lives, and we will, against those challenges that seem like they're too big for us, turn them over to God.
Yes.
Yeah, God never sleeps. God is always awake. Our responsibility, as the Bible teaches us in this text, is that our eyes go upon thee. The Bible says tomorrow, instructions. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zez, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerusalem. So we find in this text, God showed them where they're coming from. God told them, you're going to go down against them. God told them where they are coming from. God showed them where they were going to find them. God showed them where they would be. And I'm saying to all of us, when we have issues that we are challenged with, God has already shown us in the Word of God where it is. We got to go to the Scripture to find it. Then we got to do what God say do. Same God. Same God. So when I have situations, I have trials in my life, I just need to know. We need to find someone that can help me. What you saying, Brother Stroud? When I have issues in my life, where can I go for the Word of God where I can find those things that can help me through this? God did it for them. God has already given us His Word. The Holy Spirit gave the Word to those men to pen for us. Those words that God gave us are eternal in nature. They can help us in any situation. And then my closing scripture. The Bible says, note that He says, according to verse 16, we are to face our fears with faith. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. So we have to trust in God that God will see us through. Sometimes we don't have that where we need to begin. Again, as I said this morning, some responsibility falls on us. I got to trust in God and be willing to do the will of God and allow God to be God. The Bible says in verse number 17, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and here's my title, see the salvation of the Lord with you.
Amen.
O Judah and Jerusalem. So sometimes what we have to do, as the text teaches, is simply to set ourselves, to stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord, O Judah and Israel. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. So we find from that text, tomorrow, go out, face your challenges, face your issues, face your problems. Why? Because Peter said, go to 1 Peter 3 as I close. 1 Peter 3 as I close. 1 Peter chapter number 3. Yeah, 1 Peter. Is that in the New Testament or the Old Testament?
Somewhere back there.
New Testament, yeah. Find in the New Testament. Yeah, 1 Peter. Yeah. Yeah. Peter said in 1 Peter 3, and I'm going to give you the answer, and I'm going to close this afternoon. In 1 Peter 3:12, the Bible says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers." But now notice now, Peter also gave the same prescription we found in 2 Chronicles 20. You can still find, turn to 1 Peter 5, chapter number 5. Watch God show the consistency in how God works with us. In verse number 7, it begins at verse number 6. I think I heard Michael teaching this morning in the Bible class that I heard. It said, "Humble yourselves,
yes, sir,
therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Not what he said. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. What he's saying is that all those challenges, issue, problem, he said, cast them to the Lord. Why? Because he cares for you. Then he said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Now watch the prescription that we find from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. He said, whom? Resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Watch what he says. Now watch this here. After that, ye have suffered a while. Sometimes we may suffer for a while. Now, the reason I suffer for a while, that the second part of that, it may make you perfect. The word perfect here means mature and complete. Sometimes when we go through stuff, it matures us. Thirdly, he said, establish us. It makes us stable. Set yourself. Then it gives us strength, and now we are settled. Here. Yeah. So Peter gave us a similar prescription that was given in 2 Chronicles, that when we go through stuff, those things we go through are done that it can mature us, it can allow us to be established, it can allow us to be strengthened, and now we are settled. So again, tomorrow, go out, face your challenges, and as our subject was for this afternoon, see the salvation of the Lord. There is nothing that the Lord cannot deliver us from and deliver us through. All we have to do is have the faith in God to do what God has said. Amen?
Amen.
If there's someone here this afternoon and you have not rendered obedience to God, we want to share that one becomes a Christian. God's plan of salvation is then we still have to listen to the word of God. We have to do what God says to become a Christian. One must hear the gospel, Romans 1:15 and 16. And the gospel is that message found in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, are the three facts how Christ died for our sins. He loved us enough. God sent his only begotten Son. He died on the cross, suffered on the cross. He died on the cross for the sins of the world. But also with his blood that was shed on the cross, he purchased church. How do you become a member of the church? You must hear the gospel. You must believe that message. I must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then I repent of my sins. I turn to God. I make the confession. I make the statement. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God based on what God has done for me. And then I am water baptized for the forgiveness of all my past sins. And then what the Lord does, according to Acts 2 and verse 47, the Lord then would add you to the only church you can read about in the Bible, Romans 16, 16. It's a descriptive phrase, the church of Christ. God will add you to the only church. Now you're saved from your past sin. Now, as we said this morning, all of us have to work out our soul salvation. We have to grow in the Lord and do those things that God said. If there's anyone today that is subject to the invitation, we bid you to come. And together we stand and sing a verse of a hymn.
Thank you very much.